We're going next to the home country of a man who blew up CIA agents in Afghanistan. Humam al-Balawi was a middle-class doctor from Jordan. Over the weekend, his image turned up on video, dressed in camouflage and speaking of revenge. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Jordan's capital, Amman.
The al-Balawi family home in Amman occupies the first floor of a modest apartment block in a middle-class area of the city. This weekend, after footage of his son was broadcast around the world, the bomber's father, Halil al-Balawi, spoke in halting English of his pain.
I am very, very sad. When I saw Humam, I am very, very sad.
At a nearby store, a friend of Humam al-Balawi, Abu Yunus, says the 32-year-old doctor was a familiar figure in the neighborhood. He treated patients at a Palestinian refugee camp and was known for his good works. He says he was kind. He used to help people as a doctor. He would dress regularly in jeans and baseball caps. He was devout, but he was the last person you'd think would do something like this. But the future double agent was already leading a double life, say Jordanian experts on Islamic militancy. To his family and friends, he was Humam, but on the internet, he was known as Abu Dujana al-Khorasani, a militant Islamist who was an influential voice calling for jihad. Analyst Hassan Abu Haniya had been following the writings of Abu Dujana for some time without knowing his real identity.
He focused on jihad, on establishing an Islamic caliphate, and what was most distinctive, he focused on Gaza and Israel and America's support of Israel.
Balawi is of Palestinian heritage, and according to family members, he wanted to volunteer as a doctor in Gaza. Analyst Hassan Abu Haniya says Balawi is part of the new generation of al-Qaeda operatives.
The internet has changed everything. The ones who go on the internet already have skills. Balawi was a doctor. The Nigerian boy who attempted to blow up a plane was from an educated, wealthy family. The Fort Hood shooter was also educated. And they are being recruited through the internet. The most important thing is that they are anonymous. They don't have ties to known militants, so it's harder for the intelligence services to find out who they are.
He says secrecy is paramount. Al-Balawi, for example, did not personally meet here in Jordan with other Salafi jihadists, fundamentalist Muslims who call for the establishment of an Islamic mother state.
The tactics are being adapted. They are trying to be unpredictable. Now someone planning an attack could be anyone, your neighbor, even your brother.
Humam al-Balawi was picked up by the Jordanian intelligence services and questioned for several days. He was then let go for lack of evidence, a senior government official told NPR. Balawi then left to Pakistan. The official denies that Balawi was sent by the Jordanians to Pakistan with orders to infiltrate al-Qaeda. They say he left of his own accord and then contacted someone in the intelligence services here by email with, quote, information that justified being pursued. The official says the intelligence services here, who have strong ties to the CIA, tried to, quote, lure him into establishing a relationship with the Americans. The official strongly emphasized that Jordan did not run the operation. The Jordanian captain that was killed in the attack, the official said, was simply a liaison officer, despite his status as a member of the royal family. Analyst Marwan Shehade says Balawi's attack has proven deeply embarrassing for Jordan.
This is a hard blow for the Jordanians, and I think they will reorganize their strategy in dealing with al-Qaeda.
He says now that the level of Jordanian cooperation with the American spy agency has been shown, it could make Jordan a more pressing target for militant groups. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Amman.